we've had all sorts of complaints in relation to yesterday and the hold-ups and the hassles. For example, the motorway was blocked for the best part of an hour and a half yesterday morning. People were complaining that action wasn't being taken quicker. This had to do with a collision and power lines. And the rail passengers are less than happy as well. Indeed, rail passengers travelling between Belfast and Dublin were stuck on a train for more than 8 hours because of the disruption. We reported on this yesterday where the lines were blocked, and among those who were on the train, someone who appears on this programme from time to time representing the Northern Ireland Retail Trade Association and the businesses locally, Glyn Roberts. Glyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Glyn. This trip was less than pleasurable.
It wasn't. I found myself on the Enterprise service between Belfast and Dublin for, I suppose, the best part of 10 hours. I got on the train at 10:30 yesterday morning, got off at about 8:30 last night, missing my retail conference and very late for the awards, retail awards that I was attending. But I have to say, you know, maybe if I put it in some context, you know, my thoughts are with friends and family of the people who have lost their lives yesterday in the storm. And I want to pay tribute also to the hard work of the emergency services in dealing with the storm yesterday. But I think what I want from Translink and Irish Rail is to ensure that they learn the lessons of yesterday. I mean, nearly 10 hours on the train. We got one free cup of tea. We got no food. The updates or information updates from the staff were very, very poor. And we weren't even offered any alternative transport arrangements, despite being stuck at the Lisburn train station for 2 hours. When I asked one of the staff, they said, oh, well, your only choice is get a train back to Belfast. There was no substitute service, which, you know, people who are regularly in Enterprise are used to. So I think from the point of view of Translink, and I've spoken to Translink last night about this, and Irish Rail, is they need to have a review of their customer service on the Enterprise service. It was appalling. And I have to say, it was so bad that there were a number of Canadian tourists that were on the train. And I actually apologised to them. I felt that bad about it. So yes, the storm threw up a lot of problems and issues yesterday, but there is simply no excuse for the appalling customer service that I saw on that train yesterday. And, you know, someone who works for 1,800 odd retailers, I know good customer service. Good customer service costs absolutely nothing. And I think that they completely failed yesterday in terms of the service they provided to customers.
So, Glyn, you obviously represent Retail NI, as you say, and you know when people are providing a service that's acceptable and you know when you're being let down. However, I'm just wondering how it took you so long. How long were you sitting on the track before you got to Lisburn Station? Was it Lisburn Station?
Well, we were... Yes.
So just hold on a second, for people who aren't familiar with your journey, where did it start? Where was the hassle? And how did you end up in Lisburn?
Well, obviously, as people who are familiar with Enterprise, starts in Belfast and has a number of stops the way through. We stopped at Lisburn because there was a blockage on the track between Lisburn and Portadown. Then there was so we were there for 2 hours. Then there was a further blockage just outside Newry, and then I think there was another blockage as well. I'm not terribly sure because the information was very poor. They might have been cheap on the track at one point. But, I mean, also another question is this. Why was there no prior inspection of the track? Because we were stuck for most of the time in the afternoon, and as people know, yesterday the storm finished and petered out around about lunchtime. And I know that, obviously, with your other hat that you wear, you know that probably better than anybody. But I'm not complaining just for the sake of it. What I want from Translink and Irish Rail is a fundamental review of their customer service. It was appalling yesterday. The staff couldn't care less, quite frankly. They died for cover as soon as this crisis became or was announced. To be stuck for so long on a train with one free cup of tea, no food, no nothing. And I actually noticed that there were two staff, Irish Rail staff, that were sitting on the seat in front of us talking, not looking after customers, but actually sitting there for best part of an hour talking to themselves. That's simply not good enough. I mean, situations like this, you can actually turn a negative into a positive with good customer service, but it just added to an already very, very difficult day. So I want TransLink and Irish Rail to fundamentally review their customer service. I think they also need to, there's questions that do need to be asked about their preparation for Storm Alley. Why was there no prior inspection of the track? So there's a lot of takeaways for TransLink and Irish Rail in this. I want to see that review, and I want to see them fundamentally learn from their mistakes yesterday.
Did they eventually provide an alternative bus service, or was it stop-start on the train the whole way?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And, you know, when you're stuck at Lisburn for 2 hours, Lisburn train station, why was there no alternative bus substitution there? That has to be the question. We were stuck for hours and hours and hours on end. And what is normally just over a 2 hour service took 10 hours yesterday. They did not look after their customers. They failed spectacularly. And I absolutely do think this is the premier rail service on the island of Ireland. And, you know, in my professional capacity, you know, I've lobbied the Taoiseach, I've lobbied the UK government when the executive was in place for more investment in the enterprise service. It needs to be fit for purpose. But, you know, strip all that aside, unless it's good customer service, unless they look after customers, you know, all investment in the world won't add up to very much. It was a spectacular fail yesterday.
And just very briefly, have you been in touch with them? I need you to be brief with this. Have TransLink said anything to you?
Yes, I was in touch with TransLink last night. I had one or two phone calls, and, you know, they're absolutely under no, you know, they absolutely know just how angry I was. But you know what? I mean, there wasn't even any effort made as we were getting off the train for compensation. That was just sort of blasé, couldn't care less. And you know what? That's simply not good enough.
Okay. I do have to leave it there, Glenn, but thank you very much indeed. Your analysis, if you were on the train, very welcome indeed. It sounds like a very poor service going by what Glenn Roberts has just said to us. I'll give you what TransLink have to say after the news. Glenn Roberts from Retail NI, among the people who were complaining about the enterprise service to Dublin yesterday. TransLink say this: due to the weather conditions caused by Storm Alley, there was significant disruption of enterprise services yesterday with a number of trees down along the route north and south. We had numerous crews working hard to remove trees and debris from the railways throughout the day, right across the network. In the case of the Enterprise, each time a tree was removed and the train proceeded, further trees came down on the track due to the high winds. When the Enterprise was at Lisburn and other stations along the route, passengers were given the opportunity to either remain on board or disembark and return to Belfast. If the train was stopped between stations, there'd be no road access or safe area for customers. We apologise to passengers for this inconvenience, which was the result of the stormy weather. And due to the lengthy delays experienced on board the Enterprise yesterday, we are offering affected customers a gesture of goodwill. They should contact us through feedback@translink.co.uk that provides the booking and ticketing details. And if you go to that, particular feedback site, contact them on that. Is it an email address? Whatever that is, if you go on that, you'll be able to get some form of feedback and some form of goodwill gesture. Right, but that didn't explain why there wasn't a bus to take them to Dublin, which was the main grievance indeed from Glynn, who was speaking to us earlier. The argument, I think, is that they didn't think ahead that the trees might have been coming down, so where would the bus substitute have been available? And also Glynn complained quite a bit about the service from the staff wasn't what he expected it to be. That's not addressed in the actual email from TransLink, but we thank them for it.